Continuing now with our economic conversation, thinking about the possibility of deflation in the economy and looking ahead to unemployment figures out this morning, which means, is it a curious bit of timing that Christina Romer, the chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisers, has announced she's resigning effective September 3rd, second member to leave an economic team that has steered President Obama's administration through the worst recession since the Depression? Two people out this summer alone. Joining us now is Chrystia Freeland, global editor-in-chief of Reuters. What do you make of the departure of Christina Romer, Chrystia?
Well, I actually don't think that the timing is that curious. Just around the midterms is really quite a typical time for people to leave the administration. I also think that the people, particularly in the economic team in the White House right now, are feeling really tired. They've been working really hard and also quite frustrated. What I have heard from various members of that group is that they feel they're in a sort of damned if you do, damned if you don't situation where the things that they have been doing, which, you know, they genuinely believe that the stimulus in particular helped prevent a Great Depression, and they don't feel they're getting a lot of credit. I think Christina Romer in particular has been pushing for more spending, particularly at the state level for teachers and so on. That has been a real uphill battle. So I think, you know, these are hard jobs. I think what is also really interesting right now is who the president is going to get it in to replace her.
And she goes back to the University of California at Berkeley, according to the White House. I'm wondering what she will tell her students about the outcome of her role in crafting the $860 billion economic stimulus package. Would she say that was a success? There needed to be more? Or what's the verdict on that at this point?
I think the verdict is better than nothing, but probably, you know, with hindsight, and we all would wish to be blessed with that, the team may have wanted the stimulus to have been bigger. And certainly I think that there is, you know, a weight of economic argument, but not political argument right now, that, you know, more stimulus maybe would be good for the economy. I think another tension that we're seeing right now in the White House is between the economic team and the political team. And interestingly, you know, in contrast with the Clinton era, it's the economists who are pushing for more spending and the political guys who are saying, you know what, the country isn't ready for that right now. That's not where the politics are.
Before we go, Chrystia, global editor-at-large at Reuters, what do you make of the orthodoxy of the economic team of the Obama gang? Is it in flux, or is it pretty much straight ahead where they were at the beginning is where they are right now? Chrystia? Yeah, are these folks still on target ideologically, pro-stimulus, kind of Keynesians?
Well, I think, you know, I think there is actually quite a lively debate within the economic team, which is sort of interesting. But yeah, I think that overall, if the economists could dictate policy, which of course is the fantasy of all economists, I think they would be leaning towards, you know, more concern around right now issues of jobs and issues of getting the economy going, and less concern in the short term around the deficit.
And they'll get another snapshot in a couple of hours. Chrystia Freeland, global editor-at-large of Reuters, thanks so much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.